Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Don DeLillo, born in New York City, 1936, worked at an ad agency for 3 years after college, and then one day decided to quit. He said, "I didn't quit my job to write fiction. I just didn't want to work anymore. What I wanted was to look at the world. I became a writer by living in New York and seeing and hearing and feeling all the great, amazing, and dangerous things the city endlessly assembles." His novel White Noise won the National Book Award in 1984, got great reviews for his novels Libra and Mao Too, but still hadn't had any bestsellers. And then he wrote his book Underworld, which begins with the famous 1951 baseball game, the Giants and the Dodgers, Bobby Thompson hitting a Grand Slam home run for the Giants, known as the shot heard round the world. And that book, Underworld, became Don DeLillo's first bestseller, even though it was more than 800 pages long. Don DeLillo, who said, "My own personal preference is for fiction that is steeped in history, that takes account of ways in which our perceptions are being changed by events around us, global events that may alter how we live in the smallest ways." His most recent novel, Falling Man, came out this year. And it's the birthday of the novelist Nadine Gordimer, born in Springs, South Africa, 1923, grew up in a middle-class white community not too far from a gold mine where all the black workers lived in a windowless barracks guarded by police. She never thought about them until one day she read a novel by Upton Sinclair, The Jungle, and she began to see similarities between the meatpackers in the book and the miners in her town. She moved to Johannesburg. She lived in a racially mixed bohemian community there, began writing short stories. She was one of the few white novelists of her generation who did not go into exile, but instead wrote about the South African political resistance in a series of novels. She was attacked by the white government of South Africa. Her books were banned for years at a time. And then in 1991, a year after Nelson Mandela was released from his 28 years of imprisonment, Nadine Gordimer won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Her most recent book is a collection, Beethoven Was 1/16th Black, and Other Stories. Here's a poem for today by Catherine Jago entitled Man in a Parking Lot. When you have a son, you start seeing men backwards, intuiting their childhood selves beneath the years of accretions, the bags and jowls, paunches, thickened, crumpled skin, the whole weight of the individual personality, its freight of filters, opinions, prejudices, habits, likes, congealed, as if you knew them before they even knew themselves. So when a man stumbles toward you, mumbling, across the Cubs Foods parking lot, unkempt and coatless in the snow, and your discriminating mind says, "Madman. Danger," though he never once looks up, locked in an altered world, fixed, unfixable, you lock your car door and then sit there, wondering how it happened when things started going wrong, knowing he was once a toddler. For pity's sake, you find it strange, unreal, this mane of wild gray hair, gray beard. Somehow you know it doesn't belong on him, all that hair, and you don't know how he got to be so lost, so sick, so old. A poem by Catherine Jago, Man in a Parking Lot, from her collection Casting Off, published by Parallel Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.